نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جائلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين Respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam, my little talk, my little nasiha is not directed to the ulama, therefore I will keep my nasiha to people like myself, who is a student, and those of us who are students. I find it disrespectful to direct my nasiha to the ulama, nor to the mashayikh. As an introduction to this little talk of mine, we look at the ummah at large, and what do we find, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam? We are gripped in pain, suffering, misery, hardship. Mata Nasrullah, O Allah, when is your Nusrat coming, Allah? For undoubtedly Allah, you have promised, Inna Nasrullahi Qareeb, my Nusrat, my aid, my assistance is close and near. But O Allah, we don't see that nasiyat, we don't see that nusrat and that aid Allah. When is your nusrat coming, Allah? We look at the suffering in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in India, in Kashmir. Their pain, their suffering, it is our pain, it is our suffering. Every drop of blood that is spilled, it is our blood that is spilled. The glorious month of Ramadan have passed by. The month of Hajj has passed by. The days of Qurbani has passed by. One unique lesson, inshallah, we will discuss this evening. What is that lesson? The lesson of Mujahidah. Let us not for a little while or a moment ever think that our deen, our iman is endangered by the kuffar. It is impossible. The hadith mentioned, كَيْفَ تُهْلِكُ أُمَّةٌ أَنَا أَوَّلُهَا وَالْمَسِيحُ آخِرُهَا وَالْمَهْدِي أَوْسَتُهَا أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. This ummah will never be destroyed. As long as I am at the hilm, driving this ummah forward, at the end of this ummah is Masihullah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and between them is Imam Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam. So I have no fear. It is impossible for them to destroy this nation. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي منصورين على الحق لا يضر من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله. These are the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will always make the provision. There will be small groups among you. You will be strong. Allah's aid, Allah's nusrat, Allah's assistance will always be with you until you will meet your Rabb and your Creator. But yes, the fear is always there. The damages that is done to this ummah is none other but myself and you. Give you a little example. The British tried their utmost. Those of you who have been to India, from New Delhi to Saharanpur, there's a little freeway, a little road that runs about 120 kilometers. It is said there was not a single tree that was not spared with the blood of the ulama. They were hung up on this tree. Now, those of you who went to India, there are thousands and thousands of trees on either side. They were hung to the trees and they were slain, beheaded. The bodies of these great ulama were not allowed by their family members to be touched on. It was left there to rot, and the birds and the vultures devoured the bodies until eventually the bones fell to the ground and the little children collected the bones, and this is how they gave the burial. But at the end of the day, the glory, the greater, the might and the power of Islam was even much more greater. India is very, very poor, especially the condition of Musliman, extremely poor. The British embarked on a program to go and buy Qurans from the little children. They would bring the Qurans from the home and they would be paid a sum. And those Qurans were taken, they were burnt out and they were dumped into the ocean. But in return, Rabbul Izzat blessed the ulama of India. For every Quran they destroyed, Allah produced 10 hufaz. That is not our fear, respected elders and brothers. The fear is my doings and your doings to our deen. So therefore, the entire ummah is gripped with pain, suffering, hardship and misery. When we were in the Alam Arwah, the ruh only had one work, Mushahida Haq, to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah took that ruh and put it into a physical body, and Allah Rabbul Izzat sent the ruh to the universe. And as soon as we reached the universe, Allah transformed that Mushahida to Mujahida ilal Haq, making that Mujahida the sacrifices towards Haq. So therefore, this ummah, the unique quality in this ummah is what? Mujahida. What is the Mujahida? In simple terms, mukhalifatu nafs, to oppose the nafs. Why the nafs? The inherent quality, the fitrat of nafs is azadi, hurriyat, freedom. So to place a restriction, to curb that freedom, to control the nafs, this is what is meant by mujahida. Therefore you find in Sharia we are termed as mukallaf. What is mukallaf? From the word taklif, means pain, suffering, hardship. We are mukallaf of the ahkam and the laws of Sharia. But in reality it is not taklif, it is not pain, it's nothing but rahat, peace, comfort, blessing. So therefore, the lesson that we take home, as long as we would live on this earth, Allah will put us to test and trial. As long as we live on the earth, our lifestyle is nothing but mujahida, sacrifices. When a child is born and the child comes out of mommy's stomach, how does the child come out? Smiling or crying? This is ND. Respected elders and brothers, a little announcement. ND 266896 266896. Kindly request it to remove the vehicle, please. Jazakallah. When a child is born and the child comes out of mommy's stomach, does the child come out smiling or crying? That is a alamat, it is a sign, it is a symptom, an indicator. Oh insan, the dunya is nothing but tears. Be prepared, mold your mind, your heart and your soul, that this is the alam of pain, sacrifices and tears. When Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was statued and prepared, Allah did not put ruh yet into Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. For 39 days Allah Rabbul Izzat showered upon Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam musibat and pain. And one day, the 40th day, Allah showered comfort and rahat. What does this mean? 99% of Bani Adam's life will be pain, misery and suffering. And there will be one day in your life, or 1% of your life, will be rahat and comfort. So therefore, if we think that we're going to live a life on the dunya with comfort and ease, then we are making a mistake, respected elders and brothers. Wherever you are, which part of the earth you are, be prepared. From various forms, from various aspects, you will be put to test and trial. Allah said in the Holy Quran, لَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ, that I have created insan in kabad. What is kabad? Pain, misery, suffering. Allah spells it out, O insan, I've created you and I'm sending you to the dunya. It is going to be a difficult task for you. So prepare your heart, your mind and your soul. And what do I say? That if we think that we're going to live on the earth, or we want a life of comfort, peace, free of any pain, then I think we are on the wrong planet, respected elders and brothers. And I think that we need another Allah. It is impossible. Why? This is how Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted. Therefore, when Allah sent insan to the universe, Allah granted insan two qualities. Allah gave us aql and Allah gave us iman. Why did Allah bestow us with aql and iman? Not that we must become mardood in Allah, we must be rejected in the eyes of Allah. No, Allah grant us the aql and iman so that we must become maqbool in Allah. Allah sent us to the universe. This shows us the rahmat and the mercy of Allah, that my banda, when they come to the earth, these are the two instruments they must utilize. They must utilize the gift of iman and the gift of aql, so that they become maqbool in Allah, not to be rejected. Now, if I lead a lifestyle, if I adopt a tariqa, a method, I choose a path in life where I cause disgrace, pain upon myself, I cause myself to be rejected, I cause myself to be non-maqbool, not to be maqbool in the eyes of Allah, who is there that I've got to be blamed besides myself? Who do I blame for this? Because Allah said, I sent you to the universe, I blessed you with these qualities so that you must become maqbool in Allah. But if you decide to become mardood, you want to become rejected, then who do we blame? None other but myself. So therefore, when Allah sent us to the universe, Allah wants us to be accepted. Our amal, our actions, our deeds. Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, a rose in a garden shall not smile until the heavens does not cry. When the heavens cry and it showered the water upon that rose, then that rose start manifesting in form of color, in form of fragrance. O insan, O mu'min, when are the tears from the bottom of our heart going to flow so that the doors of rahmat of Rabbul Izzat shall open and that iman that Allah placed in the garden of that mu'min shall manifest in form of fragrance, in form of color? Today, respected elders and brothers, we cannot cry any longer. Therefore, the petals of iman cannot smile any longer. Because there is no smile, there is no fragrance, there is no color, we can no longer taste the halawat and the sweetness of our iman. When are the tears of tawbah and repentance, the tears of remorse going to flow from our hearts? And then, respected elders and brothers, that is the moment that you'll find the flower of iman will start manifesting itself. I will smell the fragrance, my neighbors will smell it. I will taste the sweetness, even my neighbors will taste the sweetness. The hadith has said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. For every sickness Rabbul Izzat created, Allah have created an antidote and an antibiotic, or in our terms, a cure. Now, there is no reason that I cannot find a change in my lifestyle. You find many a times, what do I say? It is extremely difficult to look after these eyes. It is extremely difficult to look after these ears. It is extremely difficult to look after my heart and my mind. But yet Allah says, for every sickness, there is a cure. We perform the 5 times salah. Many years we are performing salah. The kibr in my life, in my heart, is there decrease? Is there increase? the ujab, is there increase or decrease? The sickness of my eyes, is there increase or decrease in it? The sickness of my ears, is there increase or decrease in it? And Allah says, Inna salata tanhanil fahshai wal munkar. The salah has the unique quality to drive away the ailments, spiritual ailments, physical ailments. Now, do I experience that? So therefore I say, as my Shaykh has given this advice, rahmatullah alayhi, one capsule, one formula, mujahida, himmat, courage, tolerance. Are we prepared to do that? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُوَلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَا الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah have promised that the day that you come forward, you will make that mujahida, that sacrifice. I will be alongside you to help you. And Allah promises us that those of you who are sincere, my ma'iyat, my nusrat, my aid will always be with you. But now the biggest question is this: did we come forward? Did we put our foot into the arena? Did we take that step? And my Shaykh give an example. He says, like a child, when a child starts walking, mommy stands in front of the child. And as soon as the child takes one step, that mommy embraces the child and picks up the child. Allah Rabbul Izzat is waiting for his banda to take that step. Gives a beautiful story. In the time of Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi, very, very pious king, a Raja, a Hindu king, passed away. And there was a little dispute in this little town or this village, in this district, who will become the heir of the throne. So the people wanted the Raja or the king's brother. He was more matured and more intelligent. But the wazir or the counselor wanted the little boy, who was very young at that age, to become the heir of the throne because his father passed away. So they could not come to a solution. They decided, let us go to Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi for faisla, for judgment. So the wazir programmed this little boy. Every day he would sit with the boy. If Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very, very pious alim, a very great king, very intelligent, if he asks you certain questions, this is the answers that you must give. And after many days he prepared this boy's mind. And eventually they settled for New Delhi, which is the capital. And when they got to New Delhi, this little boy turned around and said to the wazir, tell me something. You gave me a list of questions and answers. Let's assume Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi asked me something other than that. What answer do I give? Now imagine this was a Hindu wazir. Looked at the boy and said, my boy, all I can say to you, whoever have put that question into your mind, that is the same being that will assist you at the time when Alamgir Rahmatullah is going to ask you the question. That is all I can say to you, my boy. Eventually, they reached the palace. Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was busy swimming. But don't forget, respected elders and brothers, the jihad of this ummah is horse riding. It is sword fighting. It is training on weapon. It is swimming. O youth, O children, ask yourself, as I always mention to my close friends and brothers, the Yahud took 50 years to transform an entire nation. 50 years to make them military orientated. The woman, the children, the street sweeper, the doctor, the lawyer. And after 50 years, they became a formidable force. Who is preventing myself and you? Physically, mentally, financially, spiritually, preparing yourself. There is no restrictions. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. This is jihad. This is where our sacrifices come. So nevertheless, as he was swimming, the wazir brought the little boy in. And as he brought the boy in, he got out from the swimming pool and he grabbed hold of the boy and he suspended the boy over the swimming pool. And he asked the little boy a question, shall I drop you into the pool or into the river? And the boy smiled. Alamgir Rahmatullah said to him, This is not the moment that you smile. These are the moments that I want an answer from you. Jawab dene ke moka. You must answer me this. This is the test and the trial that he was taking from this boy. His examinations. Because this boy was going to become the future king. So in his mind he said that this boy is very stupid. This is not the time that you smile. I'm asking you a question. Shall I drop you into the river? Into the swimming pool? The boy answered and said, Your Honorable King, the answer that I gave you now, or I smiled, that was غير اختياري. In other words, I had no control over that. And why did I smile? Looking at your shan and your dignity, whosever finger you will hold, leave alone drowning, he'll never go astray. That is the shan and the dignity of you, O Honorable King. Imagine my two hands is in your hands. Do you think it's possible that I will drown? My Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Wasila Rahmatullah, he comments on this and said, O listeners, dearest friends, the day that you will give your hand to Rabbul Izzat, do you think Allah will allow you to go astray? Do you think Allah will allow you to be disgraced? Do you think Allah will allow you to be destroyed? It is impossible. Yes, the road to the Akhirat, it's a very winding road. There are many obstacles. The bridges are far apart. But as long as Allah's ma'ayat and nusrat, wa inna Allah ma'al muqsineen, as long as Allah's ma'ayat and Allah's nusrat will be with you, have no fear. Allah will close those bridges. Allah will remove those obstacles. Allah will grant you the honor and the dignity fi dunya wal akhirah. Be it in the battlefield, be in your masjid, be it outside your masjid, be in your business, be it at home. Allah will grant you that honor, that dignity. Allah will bless you fi dunya wal akhirah. Allah have promised, inna Allah ma'al muhsinin. So nevertheless, what we said, that for every sickness Allah has created a cure. Now we ask ourselves, why don't we experience that cure? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Now my Shaykh, he comments on this Quran tafsir rahmatullah alayhi. He said there's either two of one things that we are doing. The prescription, if we are following that accordingly, if we follow the guidelines of the prescription, how Allah and Allah's Rasul have laid down those guidelines, then inshallah, there is no question of failure. There is no question of not achieving any results. And if we follow the guidelines and there's no results, what do we say to ourselves? There is hikmat in it. There is something Allah wants. And my Shaykh says that if there is no results, that results or the failure of the results will be waqti, temporary. Like in many of the battles we saw. Now this method, this tariqah that we speak of, be it in our business, be it at our working place, in our studies, be it in the battlefield, be it a government, anywhere, if we follow the proper guidelines, there is no question that we will not be successful. Now, we come back to the suffering and the pain. We look at some of these governments and we ask ourselves, Ya Allah, what guidelines are they following that Allah and Allah's Rasul has laid down? So if you have neglected those guidelines, you do not follow those guidelines, there won't be results. There'll be failure, there'll be disgrace. And today, what are we experiencing, respected elders and brothers? For 60 years, we are knocking on the doors of the United Nations. What did we get in return? Honor, dignity, quwwat in iman, quwwat in the amal. What did we get, respected elders and brothers? Ana malikul mulk, I am the king of the entire kingdom. The hearts of the kings lie in my hand, Allah said. Yusarifu kayfa yasha, whichever way I want to turn. When you are obedient unto me, I will turn the hearts of the rulers and the kings. I'll make them subservient unto you. And the day that you disobey me, you rebel against me, you turn against me, that is the day I will ask the rulers for some, that they will start persecuting you. Their hearts will become hard. and they will create obstacles in your way. And Allah says, look how merciful is Allah to this ummah. When you experience that time, don't bother to pick up your hands and curse them. Rather utilize the time in turning unto Allah. For undoubtedly, you will knock at my door, you will find me at your disposal. Now, respected elders and brothers, we look at our lives and we say, at whose door are we knocking? Allah are waiting for the moments. Allah is waiting for those moments that my banda must allow the tears to flow so that the doors of rahmat shall be open unto you. So what do we say? That if we are utilizing the treatment as it should be utilized, but alongside the treatment there is a diet, we ask ourselves, are we adhering to that diet? Because with your treatment there's a diet, and if you don't follow the diet, that will affect our treatment. So therefore, there is no question that we will be unsuccessful, provided we utilize the treatment correctly. Now, one of the results and the fruit of the treatment is what? If we follow the diet, we follow the prescription, then you will find one of the unique fruits and the results is what we term in Arabic as iftirar. What is iftirar? The kayfiyat or the condition of iftirar within a Muslim, it builds up within your iman. You are always restless. You are always worried. You are always concerned, the deep fikr. You are always desperate. In spite of you making ibadat, in spite of your tilawat of Quran, in spite of your hajj, in spite of everything, you find the iftirari kayfiyat is always there. The fear, the worry, the concern that am I maqbool in the Allah or am I mardood in the Allah? Because Allah said, I sent you to the dunya to become maqbool. Now let me give you a little story to show you, to demonstrate and illustrate to you the kayfiyat of istirar. And Hazrat Mawlana Masroor Rahmatullah says that whenever there is a kayfiyat of istirar, you will find there is ikhlas. When there's ikhlas, ikhlas is the condition for maqbuliyat in Allah. A young boy in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passing the marketplace, accidentally his gaze fell on a young girl. The haya and the shame of this boy was so great. In Arabic we say ghairat, that this boy felt so ashamed of himself, and he left the outskirts, he left the holy city of Medina, and he went to the outskirts. The time of Salah appeared, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was forming the safs, he looked around and he said that this particular boy, I don't see him. Where is this boy? So one sahaba said that I was grazing my goats on the mountainside, and I saw this boy very much concerned and worried. And he was walking towards the wilderness. After the performance of Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to go and call this boy. Eventually the Sahaba got hold of him. He was very, very far in the wilderness. And they brought this boy back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what is your condition? He said, O Prophet of Allah, accidentally my gaze fell on a young girl. Took an oath in Allah's name, Ya Allah, how ungrateful can I be to you, Allah? I will never return. I'll spend my entire life in the wilderness, Allah, fasting, making your ibadat, Allah, asking you for istighfar. What did we say? The tears of tawbah and remorse flowed from his heart. Allah Rabbul Izzat opened up the door of rahmat. He was blessed with the mubarak advice of Rasulullah, that gaze that fell accidentally, you are not answerable for that. This is what we term as iftirar. Now, respected elders and brothers, when we make mujahidah, when we make sacrifices, if we follow the guidelines, we follow the treatment, we adhere to the diet, then there's no question of us not experiencing the condition or the kayfiyat of istirar. And this kayfiyat of istirar is the driving point of a mu'min to bring him closer to Rabbul Izzat. So therefore, in conclusion, we say to ourselves, we start going back and ask ourselves, how much of mujahidah and sacrifices are we making in order to achieve the kayfiyat of iftiraf? Because it is not possible that Allah will not bless us with this. And this kayfiyat of iftirar, you will find it wherever you go in your life. It's always worrying you. It's always in your heart and your mind. If you did anything that was not right, you find this iftirar or kayfiyat always, it's reminding you, it's worrying you, it is bringing you back. So as we said, Allah sent you to the dunya with two qualities, iman and aql. Why? So that you must become maqbool in the law, not to become mardood. But if we decide that we want a tariqah, a method other than that, then of course we will become mardood. And bear in mind, when we are mardood in the eyes of Allah, when we are rejected in the eyes of Allah, nobody on the earth will ever be able to accept us. And the day we are maqbool in the eyes of Allah, the day we are accepted in the eyes of Allah, what are we? We become marhum. Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy is upon us. And when Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy is upon us, no nation on the earth shall give us disgrace. No nation on the earth shall destroy us. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we say to many of us who are so concerned and worried over this past month, what is happening to Iraq, what is happening to Afghanistan, our focus should be solely and only on Allah. Manzurul nadhar, we say, that Allah, we want you to focus on us. Because if Allah's focus is on us, we have everything. So in order to acquire and achieve that focus, what do we need? That our focus got to be strongly in Allah. Especially in today's time. Our heart, our soul, our mind, our fikr. As the hadith has said, Man ja'ala al-humuma hamman wahidan hamma akhirati. Whosoever makes his fikr, his concern, his worry into one worry, one fikr, one concern, that is the concern how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah promise you, all your fikr, all your worries, your pain, your hardship, Allah will be alongside you to assist you and help you. Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala, a sahaba in battle, and I always say to my friends, today our youth, we have forgotten the Islamic history. We have forgotten the battlefield. We have forgotten the life of Sahaba that stood for days and days, months and months in the battlefield, fighting fi sabilillah. Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala, he was entrusted with a very, very difficult task. His duty in the military was, he would always remain at the back. And when the soldiers would move, he would collect the lost items. Just to give you an idea, when our focus, our fikr is in Allah, what do we get in return for that? So Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala would collect the lost items, and always, he was always alone. And one day he was captured. And as the sun was going down, the enemies decided, we'll wait for daylight and we'll behead him. So they tied him up and they left him for the following day. Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala managed to untie himself and he got down the mountain. And in the darkness of night, what did he see? A lion seeking its prey. And normally animals are very, very vicious at night. As the lion approached Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala, his focus, his fikriyat, his worry, his concern was only one worry. My beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is his condition? So as the lion got closer, his words was, Nahnu ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the followers, the servants and the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all he said to the lion. Those words impacted upon the heart of the lion. The lion sat down, raised its tail and indicated to get onto my back. Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala got on the back of the lion proceeded and passed through the jungle. He was lost. And it left him alongside the tent of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The following morning after the performance of the Fajr Salah, Hazrat Safina radiallahu ta'ala, he narrated his story to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we sit in Masjid An-Nur in Durban, over 1400 years ago. Today we are fortunate to revise that Mubarak story. Hazrat Darara radiallahu ta'ala was in the battlefield fighting. And in those times, the horses were not only used as a means of transport, they were used as tanks. The horses were trained, they would lift up the four quarters, and they would slam their legs and their hooves on the helmets of the enemies, and they would crush their head and the helmets. So, whilst going into battle, imagine even the animals could not take the pace of the battlefield, and the horse collapsed and it fell down. Hazrat Darara radiallahu ta'ala got hold of the manes of the horse and he held the horse and he said, Wallah, I take a qasam on Allah's name. On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, I will report you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you do not stand up. Immediately, the spirit of Iman was so great, the horse stood up and went back into the battlefield. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, especially in today's time, from all sides, they are trying and they will continue. This is the lifestyle of the kuffar. The question to myself and you, what preparations are we doing as an ummah, as a nation? There's nobody stopping us from preparing ourselves. What preparations are we doing? We look at our amal, we look at our ibadat, we look at our ma'amalat, we look at our mashara. We serve Allah, we serve our deen, Allah will serve us. Look at your masajid. Is there a change in the attendance? Take your Fajr Salah. Are we gone 100%? That will show myself and you as an indicator what fikr, what concern, what worry myself and you have for our deen, for our Allah, for our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and guidance to make an amal on this little nasiyah. May Allah protect the ummah wherever we are, in this land, in Afghanistan, throughout the world. Oh Allah, their pain, their suffering, it is our suffering. Allah, history will never repeat itself, Allah. What we are seeing today, what we are witnessing today, Allah. Yet we find we are over 1 billion Muslims. Allah, do not put us to test and trial, Allah. We call upon you, Allah, to give us respect, Allah, to give us honor, Allah, to give us dignity, Allah. Allah, give us spiritual strength, Allah, physical strength, Allah, financial strength, Allah. Allahumma qawwini ala al-jihad. This was the dua of Rasulullah. Oh Allah, make me strong for jihad. Allah, in like manner, we call upon you, Allah, to make us brave and courageous, Allah, so that we can withstand the onslaught of the kuffar, Allah. Inshallah, we'll make a small dua and we'll conclude, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم حبب لنا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين الدين اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا ولدا إلا أصلحته ولا جاهلا إلا علمته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا دعاء إلا استجبته ولا دعاء إلا استجبته ولا دعاء إلا استجبته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين منزول بك كل حاجة اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك اللهم عافنا واعف عنا اللهم عافنا واعف عنا اللهم عافنا واعف عنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداءهم اليهود والنصارى والمشركين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وامحو آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلك عاد وثمود ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال وصدق التوكل عليك وحسن الظن بك اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك وارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك وعملا بكتابك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمة.